then.
We're discussing walk on water, presence R.
Rudy.
Jane.
Lenore.
Richard.
Ellen.
Robert.
Steve.
George.
And Mark.
Hi, Tommy.
Did everybody see it?
I
just saw it Friday.
I just saw it today.
Yesterday.
I just saw it last night.
I saw it a month ago, so.
Uh-oh.
Sale.
My first impressions as the film was developing, I was looking at the way that the characters were interacting, and I was thinking that the assassin, Etienne, and his interactions with the two, brother and sister, I thought that it was going to be kind of like, going to be kind of shorthand for, yes, I'm getting to know you, yes, you're getting to know me, yes, they're getting to know each other, and it would be, it wouldn't be genuine characters, it would be kind of stereotypical ways that, you know, shorthands for, they're getting to know each other, and then because of that, they have this relationship, yada yada. But it actually turned out that they were really genuine characters and not stereotypes, and that they really, it did seem genuine. I thought it was going to not seem genuine at first in the way that they were interacting, especially when they first went to the Sea of Galilee and his interactions with the brother. It looked a little bit false there to me, but later on it looked a little bit more genuine, although there were times when I just didn't buy some of the stuff.
What do you mean by false?
Can you say what?
Well, when the reactions that he was having to the brother trying to walk on water, him smiling, and it just didn't seem that character would be smiling at that point. He was a little bit, I would have thought he would still be a little bit sarcastic and a little bit,
rude.
Yeah.
But don't you think maybe that was because he was not quite being who he was at that point?
Because of his
voice.
I understand that the film presents that as the reason for his whole change of heart is because of, but it was almost as if I wasn't buying it. That something in the shot or the way the edit was composed or his acting that I didn't really think that he was there yet. To reach that point where he had this rope.
It was like his persona was
he hated the guy. He said, I don't want to be this fucking liberal. You know, he was. Yeah,
he's the other guy.
Right. Not him, his father.
I thought he might have been his father.
But in the end, I decided it didn't matter because he was obviously his father.
It was
figure,
father figure.
And that's what was important.
What
but there was a hint towards the end.
They were talking about the Nazis and do it for me. Do it for me. Do it for your mother. Don't do it for me.
Yeah, that's
your
the one.
It was
yeah.
The that they were friends. Or
yeah.
I didn't think it was his father. I thought he knew his parents.
I think
probably
right.
In general, did you like the film that you thought?
Well, that's the only qualification that I have about the film is that the change in character wasn't genuine in some places. The whole homophobic thing, it seemed kind of false. Either. I don't know, something about his character said either he had to be on one side or the other, and it seemed like he had a change in there that I couldn't see coming about.
I agree too. I thought he would definitely fall on the homophobic side. Yeah. And in general, I liked, but I thought there were things that were just false notes. And one thing that really bugged me is these two German, young Germans just kept smiling the whole, first half of the stop smiling already, we get it, you're nice people, we heard you.
Oh, the brother and the sister?
Both of them, and they also never, ever.
The brother and sister, they smiled too much for you?
Yeah. Oh. Well, they also never had a moment of flaw.
Well, they argued with each other.
They know, but No, but it was, I think it's right, it was a little bit contrived, you know, that the, okay, it's really film here, the German, you know, so you did set up the worst, they didn't pick the worst, but maybe they did, it was worse. The Germans now, it's maybe a little more distant because it's 50 years ago, or the Palestinians. You know, that's maybe a little too close that they can't have this kind of, you know, difficult story about the Palestinians. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
you mean the Germans are kind of a target?
Well, you know, think about this. Who would the Israelis hate? The Germans, the Palestinians. So they chose the Germans because I thought,
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, there's a little bit more distance. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's horrendous and it's impossible to understand, but there it is generation. It, you know, it's like a generation ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I thought, you know, Voldis smiling, I thought it was a contrivance to say, you know, there. What if?
So he should have been happy.
Actually, I have less problems with him. He could be much more developed.
The young man?
Brother? Yeah. Even though I still feel like I would have liked him to have some flaw somewhere. Just get really mad at somebody at some point or something.
He was Jesus. He could walk on water.
Yeah. but the sister... Yeah, she was really not that developed. I mean, we found out that she knew about the grandfather and that she was angry and she had left the parents, and that was nice. Yeah, that was good. That was substantial. But that was really the only substance she really got. And so then I ended up marrying her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's totally... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, gone.
I didn't like the ending.
She wouldn't have done that. She, you know, married a murderer.
The thing about the brother killing his grandfather, too.
That's another thing.
For her to have married a murderer, I don't think so.
Even a reform?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, even.
I don't even know if I agree with that, but just
you know what? There was a moment. I basically went along with this movie and, you know, enjoyed it and was caught up in it. But there was a moment. I found there were moments that were predictable. You know, like I kind of knew. Oh yeah, this is going to happen now, and sure enough, it did. Some moments surprised me a little, but the one that it was almost embarrassing. Was at that crucial moment when just after he hasn't killed the old Nazi and the brother does, and then they're sitting side by side, and he kind of confesses to the brother, which is okay. But then he sort of suddenly goes, I just didn't buy that
totally.
One bit.
It's like, totally agree.
Oh, come on! I couldn't tell if it was that the guy wasn't a good enough actor to have brought. I just didn't think that was in character at all. I could see that he would have a moment of change, you know, changing, but it wouldn't have come out that way. It seemed to me he would have been far more restrained. Like, all it would have taken is for him just, you know, to... something like the brother to put his hand on his arm or something.
Yes.
That would have said enough.
Yes.
And you have to do that.
And especially because the guy was gay. You know.
Yeah. I mean,
I think the fact that he was gay didn't have happen to do with it as much as they had kind of bonded.
What I mean is that I think it was especially out of character for this guy to make that
go that.
Well, I just remember him saying at one point that he couldn't cry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then he could have cried, but he wouldn't have buried his face in the guy's lap. I mean, it just, I didn't buy it.
That was many therapy sessions later.
Well, I think he had just held it in so long that it accumulated.
But he
just had to let it go.
He was just putting his face in his lap. I mean, it just didn't.
Well, he was sobbing.
Well,
but I mean, I agree with you.
It just didn't work. Obviously, not everyone had the same reaction.
Interesting, because for me, it's like, I think you were kind of saying this, I was moved enough by it and wanted the story badly enough. The story was good enough and compelling enough, you know, especially given the state of the world right now. It's like, who doesn't want there to be this kind of revolution?
Yeah.
You know, it's so compelling. I so want it. But I was willing to suspend a lot of things, disbelieve about a lot of things. I mean, I came out of the film totally uncritical. Yeah, the different things people are talking about, they were under there, you know, and as you're saying, I'm like, yeah, that's true, yeah, that's true. And I'm kind of sad about it, because it's like I felt so good coming out of the film. I felt, it felt so, like such a victory and such a necessary story.
Yeah, but it had a lot going for it.
I believe the thrust of the story, even though there was just that moment that I just wanted them to, no, go back and change that scene, will you?
But also the end that they would get married, I thought that was also the only thing that would have been worse is if he had switched to be homosexual.
That would be more believable, because when you're that homophobic, a lot of times it's because, you know, you got something going on.
This is based on somewhat of a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And in the true story, the guys did have a 6-month affair.
You never believe that.
How did you know that?
A friend of mine told me he read about it.
He read it?
I would have believed that.
And the filmmaker was going to put it in the movie, but he decided not to, right?
Oh, really?
With that instead. And the true story was their sister.
Did he then marry
his
sister?
He ended up with his sister?
Well, maybe they lived together as a threesome.
One great big happy family.
I had a question. One thing that bothered me was, how did he get that gun when he got to Germany?
Yes, how the hell did he get
their security?
I thought maybe because he was Mossad, he just had his ways.
And yes, maybe had connections.
He had to have his way. They're waiting for him in Germany because he had a job to do.
Mossad would have gotten his email. It was such a moment when you said to those homophobes, you know, the kids, the guys he beat up, you know, get out of here, I'm blow your fucking brain, and he says it in German.
I thought
that was such a moment.
Remember at the very beginning, he's chosen for this part.
Clearly he's been trained. And to have that you know, sentence, that's one of his German sentences.
So you don't think his parents were German?
One of them was. He talked about that.
He knows German. That's why they picked him to be friends with these Germans. Because he could understand, even if they didn't know, he was going to understand.
My question was, what happened to his mother? Was this clear?
She was from a town that was wiped out, I think.
I think she survived because he's alive. I mean, I was thinking when I saw World War II, because my generation, my parents would have been in World War II. But he's a generation, you know, he's much younger.
So she must have been a survivor.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to say. I couldn't think.
They didn't say much.
But she was dead, and I thought there was something said in the beginning that she was killed by someone. But the Nanakam said something about, you know, nobody knows. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that I bought, when I was watching the movie, that I bought that he would not kill that aging Nazi because of his wife's suicide and the note that she left. Particularly since he befriended the sister and brother, and they both were very much, you know, they wanted the Nazi to not be alive. So I'm not sure that I bought that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Especially because of what?
Since he had befriended the sister and the brother, who both were actually wanted the Nazi to be dead.
The grandfather
to be dead. So, you know, would his note and his wife's suicide, would her note have that kind of an impact on him to stop from killing the Nazi.
There was no hint of that at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because earlier, from the very beginning, when he wanted to put him on that assignment, he was like, oh, come on. You know, this guy's old, he's going to die anyway. Let's bring him to court. Which is exactly the opposite of the first guy that you first seen.
Right.
So
that's because he's changed.
He doesn't want to kill anyone.
Somewhat changed.
So it's like a process. But I think I agree with you that it's,
That's quite a transformation.
How can the change happen between the time he sees Himmelmann appear and goes to the hotel to get the chief?
But he doesn't want to kill him.
He doesn't want to.
He wants to take him to the court. He's saying
he wants to take him out.
He wants to bring him to justice.
The guy's 87 years old. He was a Nazi. They're trying him now.
It's not just the age, but he had oxygen and he was dying.
Pinochet was in bad shape also, and he was brought to court.
But it was a big fight. They argued over it for years.
But they didn't want to take him to Israeli court, weren't they? Why would Israeli court try him? What would they care?
What?
I don't think that's an issue that the court wouldn't try.
Because very early in the movie, he's already doesn't want to do the assignment. He thinks it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's stupid. It's like, mm-hmm. let's deal with the guys who are getting us now. This guy's going to be dead. If he's not dead, he's probably already dead. And if he's not, he's going to be dead soon. Don't waste me on a stupid-ass assignment with these school kids and this old guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another guy's like, I want to get him before God does. And he thinks it's stupid. So,
did he actually say, let's concentrate on the people who are getting us now?
Yeah.
He wants to deal more with what's happening now, and those people are blowing up.
He thought it was a stupid assignment from the beginning. So I didn't have any problems with him not doing it. I mean, here he is, this old guy there.
I didn't have any problem with him not doing it, but I had a problem with the brother then doing it.
Yeah.
It was so sudden. You know, how can you turn
Jesus
killer like that,
that felt within seconds. That felt weird to me. Although there was also that earlier point. Did anybody pick that point up where after the Dragons are getting attacked, and then he went back and fought them? I bought that. I didn't have any problem with that. I felt like he bonded enough with his son, and he had his own sense of justice about that point. It was just like, that was not okay.
And they had,
but then the son said, I wish you would have killed them. People like that pollute.
Yeah.
Which is what Hitler said about the Jews. You know, you pollute the Aryan race. And he said, I wish you would have just killed them. People like that just pollute this country.
Whoa. That's
not weird. Brother.
It was a very nice sentence. Yeah.
I wonder if that's what...
That was his moment.
And his attitude was different in Germany. In Berlin, he had a different...
Who did?
A different nose. Nose, the young man. His nose was higher.
Did your brother?
Yes.
Well, you were talking about predictable moments. That scene with the drag queens, I saw that coming
up. As soon as they had to walk by those guys who menacingly were playing with bottles, smashing bottles, I knew there was going to be a confrontation.
And as soon as I saw that blonde baby, I thought, oh, you guys, he married
Yeah.
I'll just say, even though I had various... a lot of these kinds of problems with the film, I still liked it a great deal.
What I thought one was interesting thing about it was that I think it gave a nice glimpse into what everyday life for Israelis must be like over there, like where they talked about, like, with the cell phones not working, and they only played sad music after, and things like that. That was all kind of really interesting to see.
The part where he married the sister didn't bother me, because they said on the screen it was like, what, two or three years later? And since he had gotten so close to the brother, I figure, you know, that he was now part of his life. part of each other's lives. So the sister, of course, fitted in, and maybe they, of course, hit it off.
What bothers me is from her perspective, not his. I could see why he would, why he, you know, would like her, why he'd want this redemption of marrying German, and, but I couldn't see how he could, she could marry him. But he was a murderer. He was, you know, she wanted to see her grandfather brought to justice. She wanted to turn in her grandfather. I didn't see how she could marry this guy. I didn't buy that at all.
Well, it was too fast. I don't think it's been she.
Yeah, it's too fussy.
Yeah.
Too fussy?
Fussy over.
Fussy
over. Wow, it's just...
I would buy it more being with the son. Well, I would have bought it more having an affair with the brother. I would have bought that more.
Mind you, that guy was very good looking. I mean, that actor. You were saying he's very well known in Israel.
Yeah, yeah, I said that earlier.
Oh, very good looking.
Yeah. Eleanor Ashkenazi. That's a funny last name.
Sure
for
is.
You, Ashkenazi.
Well,
he was
it's just me. Yeah. Ashkenazi, yeah. I've heard other times other people being named that thing.
No? You don't ever hear the last name Sephardi.
Yeah.
Ashkenazi is a musician.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is it like a classical musician?
Yeah.
And Ashkenazi.
I actually really enjoyed all the conflicts between the agent and the brother.
Agent.
The main character and the brother, just that constant kind of like.
There was something that the guy, the German guy, picked up the Arab.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went for a ride somewhere, mm-hmm. and when he was getting out of the car, he said something really profound to the Israeli guy about
you should get over it.
Yeah, he's so obsessed with.
I want to say one sentence.
Right, the Palestinian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just remember what he said, but I thought
you need to forget the past. He pretty much said you're too obsessed with the past. He wanted to keep talking, but then he cut him off.
So that's three sentences.
there was another.
Oh,
right.
What was this? I know I just saw it yesterday, but I forgot this.
Right. After the whole altercation with the coat and the
bomber, yeah.
And then they're getting ready to leave, and it's kind of tense. And the Palestinian guy goes up to the window of the car and knocks on the window.
Yeah.
And he says, "Can I just say one sentence?"
Right.
He's like, "Okay." And then he basically says, "You know, you're so obsessed with the past, you can't be in the present," or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he cuts him off.
Yeah. He starts to say, "Come on, now, if you would," or something. That's three sentences, and he goes, "Oh, okay." And then he goes, "Well, thanks for the ride."
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Another predictable moment I thought was when that guy, that character, appears out of nowhere as a waiter, mm-hmm. starts talking about the desserts at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, he's going to have more than selling the desserts. He's going to be here longer. Just from that presentation.
He is going to be dessert.
At the end, when he's writing the email to the brother, and he's saying, "Why don't you and so and so come and make like uncles so that we can take a break?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it that guy?
He said Andreas.
Oh, was it? I thought he said like Fossey or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't catch it. Mm-hmm. I was just curious. That would have been way too neat. Like, "Oh, now you're with that guy, and I'm with your sister."
That end was happily erased.
Delete. Just end it at the earlier part.
Yeah. It's totally unnecessary. Even if it's based on truth, it just would have been better fiction if it's more
It would have been better fiction.
Better story.
Even if it's true.
No, that's, I hear what you're saying.
It would have worked better.
Yeah, I mean, no more nuance.
The other thing, you know, is when the brother disconnects, and I wonder, is that historically accurate to you? I wonder that the brother disconnects the oxygen from the grandfather.
I'm not sure about
that. Because, you know, when he did that, I thought, why wouldn't the agent get it for that? Here he is in their house, this Jew, who, you know, blah, 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 and you could even find out that he had this syringe. I don't know. It was just, I thought that was a little weird.
I don't get it.
Okay, so he goes in there to kill him, and that's weird, and comes out, and then the brother goes in and does kill him. And I don't know, I just thought it was obvious that somebody disconnected him. He didn't.
Well, his brother could have turned the oxygen back on turned the monitor back on afterwards.
He might have gone back.
No, he didn't, but that's.
But why, I don't know.
How was the consequence known after that?
Right.
Well, no. I'm sorry.
I just felt like he didn't cover up his tracks.
But also, I wondered about, you know, Mother was saying, well, we know the phone's been tapped all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we got him there. You know,
Argentina.
You know, he was so sick. Why didn't they just get on the airplane and go to Argentina and visit him?
They probably...
Maybe they couldn't get a visa.
They could have flown him on private.
And they had the money.
They sure had the money.
Yeah.
There must have been some legal reason why.
Maybe he wanted to come back to some country.
Smuggle
him in.
Listen, and one thing, when they were driving to the villa and they stopped to have coffee, how did Menachem just happen to be there?
I was staying
at the hotel.
Yeah. And here's my room.
Because they didn't trust the guy.
But how did he know there?
Because
they didn't know where they were going to stop. They all have their way.
He was tailing him and he got in there after.
My friend Sam said that that was set up. He knew that he was going to be there.
How could...
But the German was the one who chose to stop there.
Right.
Oh.
The German said, well, I know we can stop here. Yeah.
Yes.
It was the German who says, I agree.
But I think so.
Yes.
I don't think so, Tammy. You have to see the movie and decide for yourself.
You're right, Tammy. We're talking to you.
You let us know.
Yeah, Tommy, you go see that.
You know, you're the only one that listens to the show.
In the whole world.
I hope so.
Don't we ever get requests for people to join, like, if we're, like, in Bangladesh or something, so they
can hear us? They hear this? Or maybe in Tel Aviv.
Oh, Lord.
Do you have a record of number of hits?
I have a way of monitoring that, so yeah, I could see. I'm actually thinking about putting it out to Landmark that they might be interested in.
Oh.
Hosting it.
Hosting what?
Hosting it. The file site. Because I don't want to advertise it if I have to pay for the bandwidth.
I don't want to advertise it at all anywhere.
I don't want anyone listening.
No, it's too embarrassing. Yeah, no.
I was making jokes, Mark. I thought it was a great song. I really do. I can tell I'm sort of going to see it.
But did you remember seeing Psycho?
Mm-hmm.
And something about papaya. Green. The scent of green papaya.
Very good of them, actually.
We saw the vertical ray of the sun.
Vertical ray of the sun, that's the one.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. But what about those?
Well, there's a connection there also.
Waiting.
Well, it's like one movie stems off the other one. Cyclone comes.
It's in your mind.
There's that psychologist before.
I'm just going to have to wait.
I've seen all those movies. Of course, I don't remember them very well.
Well, that's
the problem.
That's why it's not in your mind. Are you going to explicate?
No need.
Manyan.
I kept thinking, now that we're discussing it, that the brother should have been transported into the other movie, and he could have ended the guy's life.
What?
There's a two of them.
Who just turned you over into this movie?
You know, I'll just get back to the thing of the agent killing the old guy. There's something, I mean, aside from everything else, there is something that's just, like, really pathetic about that. It's like, why would you bother to assassinate somebody? I mean, again, bringing to the court, I can see it being satisfying. But to just simply go kill somebody who's in that condition, yeah. I just don't get the satisfaction.
Yeah, and I wondered what was with Menachem, that he was so fixated on
ending this. Well, they probably didn't know he was alive.
Well, Menachem was more of that generation, so I could see him being more after the Nazis.
Right, but I would have liked some real sense that there was a personal reason. Like,
he killed my grandmother.
That is true, he was one of the Menachem, and this guy's mother were one of the few survivors from that area of the country, and so must have been this guy killed
But I would like some.
That's what I must have been thinking at the beginning, and I was thinking his mother died, and I realized it couldn't be because he was too young. That's what.
But it would have been a mother's mother who died or something. I mean, but I would have liked that human detail to bring it alive.
It would have been
why he had such a stake in this one guy dying.
Mm. This would have been nice to have had that character developed a little bit. Maybe he was a very important character.
Yeah.
But also, I think you're right that, you know, it is kind of pathetic. The guy was practically on life support.
He was on life support.
He was going to die any time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to get the satisfaction. Mm-hmm.
Well, they kept saying, get him before God does.
I know. But why didn't he go do it then? He gets so much satisfaction. Because if he's there anyway, mm-hmm. why didn't he just go do it?
Well,
he wasn't a guest at the house.
That's right.
I thought the mother was quite a character. I thought she was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Real evil woman. And she was so cool and evil. So cool and pleasant. Well,
it's cold.
She wasn't developed, but she wasn't very nice.
But I thought, again, that it was a well-drawn character for what small part she played. She hit all the right notes for that character she was playing.
I didn't like her.
I agree. Oh, you mean that actor?
No, what I'm saying is I agree with you that the character was a character that was dislikable in it.
Right.
And she played it well.
Right. Well, I think there is, when it comes to when you use the word evil, there is the kind of, the way I see her is that she's an excellent portrayal of this kind of a class of people. It's a bourgeois distance from anything else. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just going to have our stuff, and you know, our money will buy it, and we can do what we want, and poor grandpa, and you know, it's just, it's so totally divorced from the rest of the world and the impact that you're having on the world. And there is an evil in that.
And she'll do anything to protect that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But the way that she was so calm and pleasant to the agent when he first came. And then she's like spitting venom. I'm like, how could you bring him here afterwards and all that? And
right.
Very
visual.
Very
visual.
She didn't like Jews.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
So, okay, here's our little question. So when the boss tells him, okay, you're still not on this assignment, now you're going to go to Germany, he's like, But then he goes and looks at the brother. Hmm. It's kind of an interesting moment because by that time he does have a personal relationship. with the brother. I mean, there is something personal there always. It gets more personal always there. And so it's kind of, it's interesting for me that kind of, a writing teacher once told me, every character, you know, the best stories, a character will have at least two motives for everything they do, or for anything important that they do. And so you see that kind of overlapping thing with him. You know, there is this kind of personal thing, but then he's also, of course, using that to get access and, you know, that complexity, and you could even say, you know, duplicity or even a certain amount of evil there in terms of, you know, exploiting a personal... I was curious what people responded to that, because that's what was in my mind.
I thought the German should have been very suspicious that this guy shows up. Because... the thing he said to him when he left is like, well, come to Germany and visit me, and he gives him his phone number and address, and it's like hell freezes over, and kind of like, and then he shows up. And especially that the German finds out that what his grandfather was, and that his grandfather might still be alive.
Well,
that's all that, and then okay, why is this guy showing up here in Germany all of a sudden?
I think it'd be pretty hard to think, oh, maybe he's just an not that agent.
It would have been hard to think that.
But he's seen the gun in the truck. He saw the gun in the car when they were driving a golf compartment. He opened, there was a gun in there.
But nothing
was ever said about it.
Yeah, but I thought that was kind of like. He probably assumed that everybody grew up around
the world. Yeah, a lot of Israel.
And that's probably true that a lot of people have a gun in their car for protection. It wasn't like it was in a secret agent gun in a secret holster. It was kind of like laying there in a glove compartment. But when he shows up at the guy's school, the brother's school, his excuse for being there, or his reason for being there, is because he felt bad about the way that he acted, and he flew here to Germany. I was like, the only excuse I could think of the brother accepting that is that the brother was kind of attracted to him, and they did have this sort of semi-physical relationship before his homophobic reaction to the brother's coming out, so to speak. And so maybe the brother thought, you know, maybe this guy is...
Yeah, maybe he's coming out.
Yeah, maybe he's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also I just think the brother just would sort of wanted him to come and do that. Would have wanted him to come and make that gesture that...
That he would have wanted it, so, or he for whatever reasons he would have welcomed it, so he accepted it.
Right. So what do you think?
It's kind of thing where you want something bad enough to kind of ignore
What did you think of the conversation in the gay bar when they were in Germany?
It was just hysterical. I just saw like the expression on his face, and it looked really sheepish when he was saying, "Oh, you straight guys are all like, I just want to know who does what to do." And then he was kind of sheepish, like,
"Yeah." Yeah, that was a really good scene.
And then he goes, "I think that's enough for today." That was fun.
That's enough for the first time.
That's enough for the first night.
Which echoed the previous comment that he made to the brother's sister. That he doesn't...
dance on the first night.
Yeah.
Dance with customers on the first night. I thought his acting was good. I heard some people kind of saying, I mean, I know you're saying,
that one moment.
Acting at the end.
Other than that, that's what he
acted. That could have been the direction.
That's what I was going to say. That's not... he was told to do that.
Maybe. How do you... Yeah, I suppose he was.
But his acting was quite good. I thought he
was a really good actor. And felt like he wasn't right.
You don't always get to decide.
No, that's true.
Was it the acting or just... the whole situation that didn't ring true.
No. I think I was trying to explain that I could buy that it was the moment where something really turned for him, and that he really wanted to, that he really, something like the ice broke inside of him or something, but I just thought it was too much. I thought it was an excessive gesture.
Yeah. If he would have just sat there and cried, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And powerful. And that would be the beginning of the end, because then there was the marriage.
And, like
and the blonde baby.
I think I would have liked this film a lot had it not been for those unusual endings. But oftentimes when I think of a shortcoming of a film, I think of, well, how could it have been different? And if those relationships had been a lot more genuine, and the change or the story or the film could have shown his change as a character or his doubts about his profession and what he had to do. But I didn't see that. The only doubt that was ever shown was when he went back to the hotel room and was trying to convince the guy that they should take him out for a trial and not kill him. But up until that point, I didn't see any doubt in his mind. And
no, neither.
So I think the acting was not correct for this part. And I think different actors or different directors and different flavors to those relationships could have made this film a much richer film. I can only think of, I can't think of any specific examples of films, but I know I've seen films where you have characters that are coming at each other for different motives, and they're also antagonistic to one another, but they have a chemistry between them that is real. Okay, and that wasn't in this film, and I think it could have been a much richer film, much more dynamic, much more humanistic film if it had that those qualities. And I think that's the only thing lacking about this film, aside from the strange endings. It would need something else besides that too.
You didn't think there was chemistry between the agent and the barber?
There was a little bit there, but I think I can imagine there could be two other actors doing similar lines, but maybe not the same lines, maybe some other things that where there could have been a stronger chemistry there. And it's not so much the chemistry between the agent and the brother. I thought that was kind of pretty good. I thought that was the best of all the chemistry there. But the thing about the agent changing his life and his perspective, there wasn't anything there. And there was no business there that showed that. There was no acting there that showed that. There was no dialogue there that showed that.
That changed.
Yeah. But other things, too, in relationships between individuals and characters, I thought wasn't genuine in places. There were times where I thought it was somewhat genuine.
Well, it's interesting that people are pointing out these kind of semi-major flaws, but all in all, it seems like like the film, despite the endings.
It's too bad it's wrong, but it's good.
It's really good.
You should see it, Tammy. You know,
Tammy, go see it. Yeah.
Just leave 5 minutes before you. Did it go directly from them sitting on the dead to the TV?
2 years later.
So just leave then.
Oh, before he cries.
Oh my God! I had this really guy singing behind me. He was singing all these songs. And I'm like, oh, I love this song. And he starts singing.
They must be well-known songs.
I think the soundtracks were a little too loud. That's another thing I had.
Also, they used to say,
let's go
song.
I like the soundtrack.
I like the soundtrack, but it's the movie.
Is still the Nash song? The
music came up too loud. After it came on the radio, then it came up too loud, and it felt like there's something in the soundtrack.
You know, that's the trouble I had with Born into Brothels. I thought that music was so intrusive.
I don't remember the music.
Music in films based often is.
And it's just swelling to tell you what to think.
Something's happening.
How about the thing with the? So what about the wife committing suicide and leaving the note? I mean, I figured that's why she killed herself. Did everybody just assume that was why she killed herself?
Why? Because,
because she was sick of just that. Why
killing,
being
yeah.
married to somebody who's a killer. I mean,
yeah.
I shouldn't just leave him, I don't know.
But
well,
he didn't read us the letter.
I didn't think that.
But no, he didn't need to.
I think it was solely that he was an assassin that he killed, but also I think that
he was emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, and that it extended to other relationships, which he had, that he killed the warmth and the love in those other relationships, yeah. Including his with her.
Well, supposedly what she said was that everything
you touch,
he gets close to, he kills.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't get that.
I thought she was blaming him for her death.
Yeah. Let's make him feel real guilty.
I just thought it was very weird because clearly I could be looking at him.
I told you about Lost Embrace, where a Jewish mother tells her son with this flat little knife, a butter knife, she says, "Kill me, kill me, kill me." Lost Embrace.
I didn't remember you telling me that.
No, I didn't. But it was about that film. Why didn't the brother have a reaction at all
to what?
To the documents that the agent had?
He looked through his papers
and
he disappeared with the car. Remember, he went through his portfolio, his attaché case or whatever, and was looking at all the papers and the pictures and everything.
He accepts it,
I gotta kill my grandfather. That's the conclusion he came to.
Yeah, I didn't totally buy that he killed his grandfather.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I don't know, I thought too packed. Yeah.
Well, he was generally shocked when he saw his grandfather there.
Yeah.
And then turn around and kill the person, so out of the blue, just...
And the agent chose not to. And the agent chose not to kill him, and that was his job.
Yeah, I could see the sister killing her grandfather, had she
been. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
There's one thing about
the viewers cut.
Sister was just too good.
What were you going to say?
Something about the sister.
Yeah, she was too good.
She didn't like her mouth.
She's too blonde.
No.
Kidding.
She was too good.
So just anybody can go to Israel and be in a kibbutz. You don't have to be Jewish.
No.
That was interesting.
A Nazi can go.
Yeah.
That's what she did. This movie
is
really good.
She was pretending for her grandfather.
Were they Jewish?
Who? German?
No, they weren't Jewish at all.
I had problems. In the film?
Yeah.
Or just assume that?
It's a different movie.
The granddaughter was pretending for the grandfather?
Yeah, and that's why she went to Israel. Why?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she feels it to Bruce.
To make up for whatever.
Try to wash his sins away.
To make up to the Jewish people.
Oh, there's a symbol for you. She was in the water with the fish.
Rick. But he came to Roberts not too long ago.
That's right. You did show up.
Yeah.
Oh, he did? Parker?
Yeah. Yeah. You were on the phone. Long distance.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe you fell asleep.
That was right around Christmas, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was.
Robert, you haven't said a thing all
day. I know.
I don't feel it. I enjoy both movies. I just don't feel well. That's all.
So, Richard, what'd you think?
It wasn't me, just you. But as I said, I thought I liked the film a great deal, but I had a lot of issues with various parts of the film, most of which have been discussed.
And you would recommend it?
I would, even in spite of that. I'm just really happy that I saw it. I thought it was very good.
Do you know the director's gay?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because it's kind of like talking about all these flaws and yet how much we like it. It's kind of the thing of like it's bigger than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
You know? It's like there's all these flawed parts but yet...
Well, it's like the point you made about it's something you would really like to see happen and you were just like bought into it just to see this guy.
That.
Yeah. You transformed the way
that.
He did.
I think that, you know, the script in general is pretty good and, it just had some flaws. Yeah. Like the end.
Abby's going to hear this and think, you know, I don't need to go back to this group. They really lost it.
You know what? It could have been worse.
What?
The movie.
We would have liked it even better.
Did you have a suggestion?
And therefore better.
Well, the boy could have been a woman.
No. He has an affair with Menachem at the end of the
right.
I've always loved you.
I'm a Palestinian, but I can
learn to share. And what was the role of that other guy? What was he doing?
The other guy
came in the office.
He was another agent.
Yeah, but they were talking code.
They were talking code. Yeah, and about our guy. Yeah.
And the woman at the Target Ranch all the time. The woman
went to the
Target
Ranch. She had the hots for our hero.
Well, if you don't need me, okay, I guess I'll go. Well, yeah,
we'll go. But I'm not. He was trying to decide. This is a good-looking...
Well, he's still in mourning.
Well, Well, that was the whole thing. Oh. They didn't trust him. And after him, and you know, he hadn't gone to therapy.
Yeah. Right.
I'd like to see the therapist. Massage therapist.
Well, James, I didn't play that part of the movie.
Have you ever watched these crime dramas on TV after a shooting, the guy always, or whoever shot the civilian, has to go see it.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Yes,
what do you do? You go in and say, well, my wife killed herself because I kill everybody. How are we going to resolve this?
How are we going to make that okay?
And get him back to a place where he can kill
people. Really?
What was he doing for a living now that he was married to this blonde German?
He said something about the melons are in.
Oh, yeah, he said the kibbutz.
They become a father.
He moved to the kibbutz.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
The kibbutz is quite a career change.
That's a real suspension of this story.
Yeah.
He
probably went to see a career counselor.
Well, the therapist said, you know, I just don't think we can keep you on anymore.
Well, he said, I'm not very satisfied with my career. I think I want to do something different.
Grow melon.
Is it still recording?
Okay.
Yeah. That's the good part.
Surely she turned it off by now.
Career choices to make a change.
The agent?
A little career counseling, yeah. Grow melons from being a killer.
I did like that part, though, where his aim got worse. That's probably a nice touch. Yeah.
That's a little shorthand for saying that he's losing it.
Right.
A little too short.
I think it's a little killer he used to be.
Too blatant. It's another flaw.
What about his target aim wasn't good anymore. He was losing.
Dead on the first time, but after...
His gun was a little shaky.
But it's not a bad move.
But the woman who was watching him, she was okay with that.
Yeah, but the girl was not that.
Hell, it would have been okay with her if he'd shot the ceiling.
She was just like that. She missed the part when they fought all of themselves.
Oh, I think we've exhausted this.
I'm sure we can find some more flaws.
But it was good.
It was excellent.
Have we set a date? Was there a date?